This is the Rich Duncan Construction Newsmakers at Noon with Denise and Hunter, presented by Hagen Hamilton Insurance. Live local talk that matters to you. Now, here are Denise and Hunter, exclusively on 1430 KYKN. Salem is listening.
And welcome back to Newsmakers at Noon. We're actually at noon now.
We are at noon. Yes. Okay. Now it's like, oh, normal.
Well, that was, that was the first time I think we've ever done an 11 to 1.
Right. Normally we do, we would go to 12 to 2.
But we thought, you know, let's change it up a little bit. It's Polk County Fair.
Exactly. Exactly. So, yes, we are here at the fair. We are in the home comfort heating and air conditioning booth, tent. We've got a really prime spot here, by the way, too.
It's so nice right here because we are under a tree. And, of course, we're in the food court, so we get the smells. But we've also got trees all the way around it that even as the sun moves through the sky, because it still does that.
What?
We get the shade coming from every direction. So it's nice. And as long as the air's moving, it's nice back here.
And it's not as smoky as it was yesterday. I'm glad we're not doing this because it would have been like coughing. Nobody wants to listen to that. Okay. We got to jump right in. Joining us, that's the first time we've had this lovely woman on our show. She is Polk County Republican Chair, Suzanne Esch. Great to have you, Suzanne.
Well, thank you for having me. I'm so glad to be here.
Yeah.
This is like the funnest part of this time of year. It's the parade.
Yeah.
It's the fairs. It's, you know, we do Independence Day. We got third prize there. We got first in Dallas. We had a Liberty Bell.
Really?
Yes. Life-size Liberty Bell, and it was awesome. And then we had our boombox kind of thing, and it was playing bells all through town. It was amazing.
I love that.
The kids loved it.
And you got third prize.
Third prize in Independence, first prize in Dallas, in the Dallas parade. Yeah.
Good for you. Well,
normally we'd be worried about getting a parking ticket.
What, because you're Republican?
Yeah. They kind of turn up their nose and keep walking.
Well, hopefully that's going to change. We were talking last hour with Representative Anna Scharf and talking about, you know, about the importance of obviously big election coming up in 2022, the gubernatorial race, there's commissioners, there's 20, what did I say? Six? Did I say two?
Uh-oh.
I did. Thank you. I get hand signals from Suzanne. 2026. We are in the year of our Lord, 2026.
Oh, come on. Well, come on. We all want to go back to 2022, right?
Right. Oh, my gosh. That is, of course, the last time Christine Drazen ran in that, which also now gives her a little bit of an oomph over here into 2026. But let's talk a little bit about local races. What are the Polk County Republicans looking at?
So we've got a number of races that we're really excited about. Of course, Angela Plowhead, she's running for District 10 Senate. Mm-hmm. Against Deb Patterson. We're really excited. She is amazing. I just got off the phone with her a few minutes ago.
Okay.
She's just amazing. A lovely woman. And we're really excited about her. Andrew Fudge, he's running against Paul Evans in District 20 for representative. And he's currently employed by Health and Human Services. He's a budget manager, so he knows money, which is so important these days because we see fraud everywhere.
Yeah.
We know it's happening. I'm pretty sure it's happening here in Oregon. And we need to drill down on that. It's really important. And it's really important right now also, get out the vote. One of the races for Salem City Council, he's West Salem, Chris Cummings. He only lost by 7 or 8 votes.
Yeah.
And now there's going to be a runoff. And so when you sit back and go, hey, my vote doesn't count, absolutely your vote counts. Because what's happening in Oregon and happening all across the country is the Democrat socialists are beating incumbent Democrats, and they're trying to make this country and our local governments into socialist government. And that is it's a strong fear. So getting out the vote is so important. That's what we're really focused on. But we also have local races and independents in the city council because as things have moved through these rural communities, there's been mission creep.
Yeah.
Both the independent city council and Monmouth city council only have one Republican. Mm. We need way more Republicans. So we have one person, Greg Ellis, who just did some petitioning on some of the fees. I think it was water fees and independence. He was collecting signatures for that to try and stop them from more fees because that's just killing us.
Yep.
So he's running for his independent city council. For Monmouth City Council, we have Scott Shaw and Susanna Knight. And we have one city councilor his name escapes me at the moment. He'll come to me.
Yeah.
Anyway, there's only one person on city council that is a Republican. And let me tell you, this is so important on these city councils. You know, we often look at all the state and the feds. these local things are so important. We recently had huge outcry from both sides of the aisle on urban growth boundaries.
Yeah.
In the Monmouth area, and both Democrats and Republicans and NAVs came out. And what did the city council do? They voted against the people. When you don't listen to the people, guess what? You lose your job.
Mm-hmm.
So we've got two or three people running for that right now. There's a third one. I don't know this person yet. And then Belinda Stroud, an amazing woman. I've met her so many times, and she's just a really good conservative Christian, and she is running for mayor. So Belinda Stroud, keep that name at the top of your list, because she will be amazing, amazing.
Oh, we talk all the time about how, you know, so much change is brought at the local level. And unfortunately, the news media and even the local media wants you to look to the top, look at the federal level and talk about what the influence they have. And I'm going, I've lived my life with the mentality that, you know, whoever is president has a lot less to do with my daily life than who my mayor and city councilors are.
Well, despite the fact that everything that's going on in our economy here and, you know, the housing issues, the homeless issues, it's all Trump's fault.
According to the Democrats, yeah.
The gas prices, Trump's fault. Never mind that we...
smoky here today.
Trump's fault. Right. Yeah.
Well, Trump and climate change.
But climate change has a face.
That's right. It has a face now.
And most of those climate change issues are people that start the fires. Look at Spokane. They've just arrested someone.
Yeah. That's what I'm saying. Climate change has a face in Spokane.
That's correct.
But you do raise a good point, because like Hunter said too, those municipal races, those county races, those school board races, a lot of times you will find, and Democrat Socialists, if you watch, just to kind of come back across the river over into Salem, there's been a lot of controversy about the data centers and things like that. But you're seeing people coming out and unabashedly proud DSA members in their red shirts. They're not hiding it anymore.
No.
And they get in at that level and then start building the farm team at that level. And because it's all, again, progressive work, 100 years. Very patient. We need to kind of take some of that being progressive. Rep Sharp talked about that. The governor is the start. You've got House seats and Senate, and you want to break that supermajority. And then you're speaking too, again, and mentioning a lot of really great candidates that are running. Those local races matter.
They really do. And look at what happened in Douglas County just recently.
Yeah.
They've decided they are no longer a sanctuary.
Thanks for bringing that up. That's right.
And
that's great.
We need to do that here in Polk County, because not being a sanctuary city in a county, it solves so many problems. It solves housing problems, crime problems, homeless problems, you know, shortage of jobs. It solves a lot of problems. So we need to be looking
taking the temperature of Polk County and the current makeup of the county commission, what do you think the chances are, number one, of even bringing it up to discuss it? That's a start.
Well, I did actually talk with one of the commissioners yesterday.
Okay.
And one of the up-and-coming commissioners, you know, I talk to him quite frequently as well. So I think it's a possibility. We could make that change.
Yeah. Yeah. And you've got a good sheriff over here.
Yep. Yep.
Yep. Yep. So good stuff. Anything else you want to let us know? I mean, what else are the Republicans, the Polk County Republicans, doing for the rest of the summer? You're going to be at the state fair? Do you guys have booths at the state fair?
We don't have a booth. The Oregon Republican Party has a booth there, mm-hmm. and that's being staffed by people. We have a Patriot picnic coming up on Saturday, August 15th from 1 p.m. to 4 p.m. We will be supplying the hot dogs and the burgers. You bring any sides. We're asking for an RSVP. So the best way, and I just found out from Anna Sharp. Anna Sharp is going to be there as well. And I'm so excited to have her there. She's just a great, she's a great legislator. Andrew Fudge will be there. Angela Plowhead will be there. David Russ, who's running against Merkley, a senator.
Yeah, I saw that.
That we don't love as Republicans. Mm-hmm. He's going to be there as well. And he's just a solid dude. Mm-hmm. One of these dudes that when he goes to an event, he's like, yeah, I saw him at an event in a couple of months ago, and I'm like, aren't you gonna have a drink? Because nope, I promised my wife I wasn't drinking during these things. It keeps you out of trouble, I
yes,
guess. So that told me he's a solid dude. So we're really excited about that. We're gonna have some local people as there. Belinda Stroud will be there, mm-hmm. and hopefully some of these other candidates for city council will be there. But the best place to find out where it's at is go to our Facebook page, Polk County, Oregon Republican.
Okay.
You'll find an invite there. If it's not there, I'll pin it and make sure it's there.
Okay.
And then you email us and let us know, because we need to know how much hamburger and hot dogs to get.
Kind of helpful to know to get a count.
Yeah. Yeah.
Especially since stuff is not exactly cheap anymore.
It's not.
It's not.
Yeah.
It's scary.
I'm trying to find places that'll donate some hamburger, because Yeah, hamburger at $9.99 is insane.
It's crazy. It's crazy. Well, Suzanne Esch, again, Polk County Republican chairwoman. Great to have you.
Thank you.
Thanks for taking some time. I know you got a busy booth over there, so we appreciate you coming on over.
Well, thanks for having me.
You bet. We're going to take a break. You're listening to Newsmakers at Noon on 1430 KYKN.
Now back to the Rich Duncan Construction Newsmakers at Noon with Denise and Hunter, presented by Hagen Hamilton Insurance on 1430 KYKN. Salem is listening.
This segment of Newsmakers at Noon, live from the Home Comfort Tent at the Polk County Fair, is brought to you by DC Electric.
It's very electric out here. It's feeling electric.
Mm-hmm. Oh, it is an electric atmosphere out here. We're smelling the foods. It is lunchtime. There is people over here behind us enjoying animal displays. There's kids out in this giant chicken bouncy house. There's something about the Polk County Fair that is so different.
Yeah.
Than any other fair, the Marion County Fair, the State Fair, because it is so local. And like Anna said, it's like a family reunion out here.
Exactly.
And we get a lot of people coming up and talking to us and expressing their appreciation.
I know, which I love. And I love we had a listener come up and tell us that simply we're right next to thecorndogcompany.com. Mm-hmm. She came up and was like, we must get those. So we will be getting corn dogs from thecorndogcompany.com. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but we have to wait till 1 o'clock.
We have to wait. You don't want to hear us chewing on corn dogs on the air. So no, but it's so nice to, and we've got a lot of listeners come up, and we love that. And it's nice to connect with everybody. It was great talking with Suzanne and seeing what the Polk County Republicans are doing. They're doing a lot. Yeah, it really is. It's a small town feel. Rural county fairs have a really different vibe, and I really love it. I live rural now, and I really appreciate that. So this is like being home. This is great.
Well, and of course, programming note, tomorrow, Rural Matters will be doing this 11 to 1 thing themselves. So there will be even more people coming up from the rural perspective, because this is Jake's community as well.
This is his people. This is Jake's people. Well, these are my people, too. That's right.
Yeah. They're all of our people.
Yeah. So, again, it's really great connecting with everybody, and lots going on. I believe there's going to be maybe some candidates coming on tomorrow, too. Hard to say, because they're all out here as well, as Suzanne mentioned. Okay. A little national. We've been following this, of course. Our favorite fiend, Fauci.
Their sad little man.
Sad little man. I love that. Yesterday was Five Times August did the song. Mm-hmm. Yesterday was Five Times August Day.
There you go.
Did you celebrate? I played the song.
I will play the song on repeat.
We should talk to him and see if we can get part of that. Maybe add that to like our bumper music or something. But speaking of him, Rand Paul's Senate Homeland Security has voted to hold Fauci in contempt of Congress following his improper invocation of the Fifth Amendment. We talked a lot about that last week. Watching that testimony was just 111 times. What color is your tie? I use my right in the Fifth Amendment, blah, de, blah, de, blah. So this is serious. It can result in a year in prison and $100,000 fine. I don't know. Do you think we're so cynical?
Well,
do you think anything's going to happen?
I think it's the right call, simply because we expected answers, especially after receiving the pardon he received, and we still are no closer to those answers because he pled the Fifth. But I also sit there and go, let's be real about this. This is the federal government where politicians and bureaucrats like Fauci go to enjoy being above the law to a certain extent. And I go, yes, maximum a year in prison. Is he going to get even that?
Yeah.
I don't know. I doubt it.
You know, they talk about he's a made man. That's a mafia term where he basically is kind of untouchable. And you kind of get that sense about him. When watching the testimony, I mean, this guy is all about hubris and his own ego and his own legacy. And that's pretty much in the crapper now. Well, so maybe, I mean, is that punishment enough? Not enough, but.
Well, and, you know, I'll tell you what, even getting this contempt of Congress through, I think is a big positive step, because we heard it in some of the Democrat testimony beforehand of this doesn't do anything. It's we're just vindictive and we're going after him and this and that. And I'm going, no, every politician, every bureaucrat that takes advantage of their position for personal gain and to as we know, go against what actually is going on in order to provide an agenda needs to be held accountable for it. I, for one, am one of those people that sits there and goes, if a judge lets off a convicted criminal with a massive rap sheet and that criminal goes out and commits another crime, that judge should be held accountable for
Let's take that to Spokane, because the face of climate change up there, and I don't even know the guy's name and I don't care, had prior conviction. I'm going to just throw out a blanket, allegedly, okay? I think the guy was convicted, but of murdering his dad because his dad told him to do the dishes.
Yes.
And then this guy had been in something and then had been let out, and then within like a very short amount of time, basically torched Spokane.
Yeah, so I believe it was in Vegas or something like that where he was actually convicted, and they went down from a murder charge to a manslaughter charge, which then, of course, allowed him to get released at a younger age, where now he was able to relocate to Spokane and start a fire that's cost, what, 600, 700 people their homes.
Yeah.
And
not according to Jay Inslee, though. It's climate, and he's still out there banging on the climate change drum. But
well, I can sit there and say, Jay Inslee, tell us about how your policies helped negate the ability for these fires to explode the way they do.
Same thing in Oregon, same thing in California. Yeah, talk to the folks in Pacific Palisades. So all of it is mounting. So there's a lot of cynicism. Again, it's with the DOJ now. It's been referred over to the Department of Justice. Now you're looking at Harmy Dillon, and you're looking at some people that may very well kind of make some things happen. They've been making some things happen. So I have some hope.
I have hope. I look at it this way. The guy is trying to cement his legacy and willing to risk potentially a year locked up, but I doubt he's going to get there. I think he is going to be able to plead this down to probably paying a fine that will be a portion of the salary that he received as the highest paid government employee when he shut us all down, as well as all of the kickbacks and everything else he received over the years.
Well, speaking of that as well, because of all the obviously this is all because of COVID and everything, and basically everything that everybody was told and far too many people believed and went along with like sheep was a lie. One of the people that fought back against it in the sports world was Aaron Rodgers. And so he was out there. He was on a show called the Pat McAfee Show. I'd not heard of it. I saw the clip, though. Dude didn't hold back.
Oh, yeah.
I'm so impressed. And so he was he teed off on Fauci and the COVID shot, and the crowd was cheering. And he said, I told you I'd be on the right side of history. And he was, and he is. And so I don't know if you're going to see, there was a tennis guy, DeVore, remember the tennis guy? There were a couple of other ones that just were like, no, 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 no. And so apparently Fauci's lawyers have heard about that, and they're making noises about, because remember, there was like, anybody who's out there calling names, we're going to sue all of you. I mean, I guess we're on the list somewhere.
Well,
we'll be way down at the bottom.
Yeah, well, we're not that important. But
no.
But Aaron Rodgers has every bit of grounds to say what he said, considering that at the time he refused the jab. He was playing in the NFL, and they tried to cancel him and exclude him from playing, and realistically having enough clout within the league as one of their superstar future Hall of Fame quarterbacks, he kind of opened the door for the players who didn't want to get the jab to still continue playing, because they tried to literally say, sorry, you didn't get the jab, you don't get to play for us anymore.
Yeah, and he stood up, and I remember during that time, and any of us who did stand up for that and the pushback that we got, of course, he had an international stage to do it and got a lot of crap, but stood really strong. And I have a lot of respect for that. Again, I think it was like Dvorak or something. Again, I'm trying to remember the guy's name, but I remember him, and there were, frankly, not enough stood up.
Yeah.
Especially the ones that had a real big platform.
But that was the whole premise of what Fauci and the COVID clan tried to pull is they went to the associations and the powers that be and utilized these national platforms to say, look, we're even going to hold our own members accountable if they're not willing to go along and tell the American public they need to follow it. What's the vaccination rate of the United States when it came to COVID? Like 70%?
73-something%, yeah.
And I sit here and go, so 73% of the population found a reason to buy into what they were being told, even if they were told, you know, or the logic didn't make sense. That was, to me, the biggest thing. I sat there and I looked at it and I said, you know, it's smoky in the air today.
Mm-hmm.
And remember, there were fires here in Oregon when we're told we need to mask up for a virus, but we're also told don't go outside even if you're wearing a mask because your mask can't stop smoke particles. And I said, well, scientifically speaking, smoke particles are substantially larger than virus particles, and yet the mask can stop the tiny virus but can't stop the smoke.
Yeah. Yeah.
The logic didn't make even a lick of sense when you stopped and said, I'm not going to go from this from a fear and emotion based mentality and say, wait a second.
The people that fought back against it and really had to stand up were the ones pretty much about by mid, maybe a month or two in. And then when you started seeing, well, here's a donut. Ah, ha ha.
Here's
you
a can, burger.
Here's a burger. Ha ha. Get the shot. And you're like, wait, what? If this is so great, why are you having to bribe me? Wait. And then the bribes got bigger and bigger. And then it was, so that was nudge. And then it got to shove. And then you had the, it's going to be a dark winter of illness and sickness coming from Biden. So we, everybody had to withstand that, including Aaron Rodgers and the sports figures. But so did everybody else. And so you just saw the escalation and the ramping up. And now it's like, we're on the other side of it and silence.
Well, it became, you know, the places that could afford it, aka government, a lot of them threw out like $1,000 pay bonus for yep. for the shot. And then, of course, you flip to you're going to kill grandma.
Yeah.
You are going to kill your whole family. You are a plague on society. We don't want you in public society because you're not willing to take a jab and save the world.
I actually had a post where it was reminding people of what certain celebrities said. One Arnold Schwarzenegger with a little expletive on your freedom.
Well, we've always said.
You should never forget those things.
Yeah, never forget. Forgive your loved ones,
yep.
Never forget, because that's the mentality we've had to take. Sadly, I don't ever see anyone, you know, close to me that was wrong about this coming out and actually saying, I apologize.
Yeah, you were right. I should listen to you, because mm-hmm. there will be a next time.
Oh, they are going to, especially now.
Yeah.
I see it coming too. They're trying to put whatever they can out there.
You can see it. All right, we are going to take a break for the bottom of the hour news, and we're coming back live from the Bullpen Fair. Come on back.
The Rich Duncan Construction Newsmakers at Noon, presented by Hagen Hamilton Insurance, continues. Here are Denise and Hunter on 1430 KYKN. Salem is listening.
This segment of Newsmakers at Noon, live from the Home Comfort booth at the Polk County Fair, is brought to you by Rick Rial Farm Supply.
How appropriate is that? How appropriate. All right. Again, yes, we are back. We are welcoming, I think we speak to you every year, Les.
I think it might be fourth year now.
I think so.
And at least three.
We've got Les Wilgus with SALT. So it's good to see you, Les. Again, remind everybody what SALT stands for, because it's an acronym. It's not the stuff on the table that you put on your steak.
Yeah, Lester just brought us SALT. Come on.
He just brought some SALT.
Well, it's a special assignment law enforcement team of Polk County Sheriff's Office. So, and we're volunteers.
Yep.
So there's about up to 30 of us is in the charter. So and we aren't deputized. You know, we go through the training. We have to complete the training to do this job. But it's all volunteer and just to give you the quick rundown.
Yeah. Explain what the job is.
Yeah.
Because you had a smile on your face when you said it, so clearly you love doing it.
Well, because I say job, but the pay is still zero an hour. So
it's going to be a bit of a passion then.
Well, I think all of us, we do this just to see how much we're going to help out.
Yeah.
Before I mention what we do, and this came up earlier, is we actually, the amount of time that we all put in, cumulatively, is about 2 to 2.5 work years, or how you want to put it, for deputies. So, we at least take some of the workload off of that.
So you're there is support kind of for that, to kind of take on some things that they maybe not have time for.
Yeah, so we do patrols. So and during those patrols, we will often hand out civils, the subpoenas, to whatever's out there. But we only do it to people that we are not, they're not dangerous.
Well, that's good.
Yeah, we leave there for the guys who actually carry weapons.
Very smart. Very smart.
Right. So it might be kind of more of what your community officer might do.
Okay.
So they do a lot of that kind of thing. So we fill in, get those out. Also just drive around, make a presence, do some traffic things. If that comes up, it's an accent or whatever. So that's
Remember it was a couple of weeks ago, the big thing on the bridge with the guy driving 80 and causing all that.
Oh, that's a whole nother thing in itself.
Do you
yeah.
get involved in things like that when you got yahoos that are endangering everybody on right. the page?
I wasn't in that one, and that would be only. See, we would be more involved if there's a traffic. Let's say they closed down the bridge, so maybe we would go be up the upstream trying to keep people.
Little traffic enforcement.
Yeah, enforcement. Keep people
go
moving.
This way, that kind of thing. Yeah,
merge people who are merge challenged. Boy, there's a lot of them.
Yeah, that was a pretty weird topic in itself, that event. But
I know
another topic for another time. So that's one of the jobs we do. We also it just depends. Some do strictly that. Some do it's your choice. Some do fingerprinting back at the office. Yep. So and a lot of times that's for getting
Is fingerprinting still done with ink and everything there, or is it all digital now?
It's digital. It's like on a screen.
Okay.
So you got to roll around and,
You don't have to do the, you can see, it's radio.
Yeah.
I've been fingerprinted for a lot of things, and you're like trying to get that thumb on there. It's really hard.
And I was going to say, I'm glad that you don't know exactly what's been done with fingerprinting recently, otherwise.
I was fingerprinted for good reasons. Yeah, right. No, so, secretly, I'm a hardened criminal.
So that's some people just do that because they're comfortable with that. And then we also do the scanning, the X-ray scanning.
Oh,
for going into the jail.
Oh, okay.
And that's a jail. We call it jail scanning, but it's really the courtroom scanning.
Oh, so for weapons and.
Yeah,
do you wand people or do they go through a booth? I don't know how's that set up in Boca.
Just like you do at the airport, that type of thing.
Oh, that's fun.
Yeah,
you're popular when you do that.
Take off your shoes.
Oh, no. Don't have to do that anymore. I just recently flew.
Yeah, about that. But yeah, so that's for any time there's a courts in session, chances are it'll be one of us there doing the scanning. So and that's what some people just rather do.
Nice.
There's other events like this,
So now what's your role here? You're just kind of wandering around being an ambassador?
No, we have a table.
Oh, okay.
On the other side. Well, down there somewhere.
Somewhere.
I can't see it.
Are you over by the crazy looking chicken, the blow up chicken?
Oh, you're getting close. Yeah, close to the chicken.
Closer to the chicken. All right, Les. So I assume you're probably still looking for more people that are interested in joining SALT.
Yes, always looking for people as long as you're 18 and older. Maybe don't have a criminal record,
I can do it then. I'm fine.
You can. And there's lots of jobs that you can do if you're not particularly comfortable doing one thing or another. But and to find where SALT on the internet, I just say simple things. Just do a Polk County Sheriff's Office SALT SALT search, and it'll drill down in there. You can find it.
It's pretty good. You can kind of even spell things wrong, and it still pulls it up. Did you mean?
That's right.
That's what I meant.
That's right. Now with AI, you can just they'll magically just don't even take you there.
It'll fill out the application for you. It'll pretend to be you.
Right.
and these are probably great opportunities for people that may be young people, maybe interested in getting into law enforcement. Or older members of the community that are maybe retired that want to find a way to stay busy part-time.
Yeah, it's true. Most of us are retired, but I have heard of people in the past who, started doing this kind of thing just to kind of get their foot in the door.
Yeah, I would think that would be a good entree for a younger person to get in there.
Yeah, and we'd be more than welcome to have younger people because younger people bring younger ideas, and we can use that.
Well, and then the mentoring too, because then you guys can mentor the younger folks as well, because there's all that wisdom that needs to be passed down.
And you know what?
There's a big need for that wisdom.
And some people have a whole lot of wisdom. Just ask them.
They'll tell you. They'll tell you they got the wisdom.
Yeah. Let me tell you everything, especially if you're stuck with them for 8 hours. I mean, on patrol with them for 8 hours. Yeah.
Well, are you enjoying the fair? I mean, it's been great so far. And again, the air's not too heavy.
Yeah, it's not bad at all, And I'm trying to track down a couple people I know on the 4-H, with their particular animals.
Yep.
And then I'm also involved with Chemeca, so I went and visited them over there too. And,
nice.
It's that kind of thing.
Well, I'm glad you popped by here.
Well, thanks for having me. I just thought maybe I'd come find you versus come finding us,
There you go.
We always connect up. I think like you said, I think this is the fourth year, that we've had you on.
I think so too. Yeah.
You're becoming a regular radio personality, Les.
Well, anytime you want me to come by and at the station, right. Like daily.
Daily?
Daily. Get your own show.
He wants a segment. Ooh, okay.
He wants live on location.
Well,
I'll bring the coffee, things like that.
Okay, well, then you're
all right. We're sold. Again, Les Wilgus.
Yes.
With SALT. Mm-hmm. Tell us that acronym again.
S-A-L-T, SALT.
Yeah, but what's it stand for?
Oh, special.
Yeah, see, the food's making it.
Right, yeah. It's Special Assignment Law Enforcement Team.
Well, I'm glad you stopped by.
Well, thank you.
Yeah, great all to right, talk
good
to you.
Seeing you again.
Yeah, you too. You all too. Right. All right, we're going to take our last break. You're listening to Newsmakers at Noon on 1430 KYKN.
Now back to the Rich Duncan Construction Newsmakers at Noon with Denise and Hunter, presented by Hagen Hamilton Insurance on 1430 KYKN. Salem is listening.
This segment of Newsmakers at Noon, live in the home comfort tent at the Polk County Fair, is brought to you by Cozy's New York Deli.
I had my sandwich yesterday. I did not get a gabagool. I got a number 7. I always go to the number 7. That's roast beef.
Okay. All right.
I ate the entire thing.
What? I thought you brought leftovers. I thought you were going to share the second half of the sandwich.
Not when
today.
It comes to Cozy sandwiches. I'm sorry, I don't share.
So
I do not share.
So disappointing.
I do not share. All right, we got our last guest today joining us, and I'm very delighted to have him. Ryan Gale from Fentanyl Free Oregon is here. They've got a booth here at the fair. Ryan, welcome to the show.
Hey, happy to be here today.
Yeah, glad to have you. You've got a booth over here. Again, you represent Fentanyl Free Oregon and Prevention Oregon. Tell us a little bit about the booth, the work that you're doing, why you guys are here.
So we're here today just with a simple message, and that's about keeping people safe. So Fentanyl Free Oregon is a 501c3 nonprofit, and we're dedicated to raising awareness, especially in rural communities like Polk County, about the dangers of street illicit fentanyl and other related drugs. So we're excited to be here at the Polk County Fair today, just talking with people and raising awareness.
Yeah. Are people coming up and telling you their stories about addiction and you know, dealing with that?
Absolutely. It's really amazing. Just when people are given the opportunity to tell their stories and talk about their experiences, you know, I've had people come to the booth and tell these really elaborate and complicated stories about mm-hmm. either their experience with drugs, having family members who have had trouble with, you know, drugs, alcohol, and lots of other different substances. And there's a lot of people in this community who may be suffering that you just simply don't know about.
Yeah.
So having these opportunities like being at the Polk County Fair to just give people a chance to talk is a really powerful thing.
I know you've got some graphics over there. I saw a social media post. There's a pencil point. And then tell us about that. How little, minute amount.
So one of the big things of our messaging is just letting people know how little fentanyl it takes to kill you.
Yeah.
And when you think of a pencil or like a pen you have in your office, just the very, very tip of the pen is how much fentanyl it takes to kill you. Unless you're, you know, immediately Narcan and someone intervenes, it's kind of it for you. And that's a really, really scary thing.
Yeah. Yeah. So you mentioned rural. Is this, I mean, you always think of sort of that in like Skid Row or, you know, rural or urban areas, but it really does have an impact. There's a lot of that in urban or rural areas.
Yeah. And just people coming up to the booth just to talk to us, you really don't know what people are going through or what their friends and family are going through until you have that opportunity to have that one-on-one dialogue with people. And it's been a really incredible experience so far, just being at the booth, and people have stayed for like, you know, 15, 20 minutes telling, you know, their life story.
Yeah.
And it's really, you know, and it's amazing.
I bet. I can tell by just the way you're talking about it. So when they're coming, are you now connecting people with services? What are you providing to the folks that are coming up?
So right now, our focus in kind of the world of how you respond to drug crises, there's really a couple ways to approach it. Our focus is really prevention, mm-hmm. because any time that you can get people on a better path, I mean, this is the worst time in human history to be, you know, into drugs. Fentanyl is in every kind of drug you can imagine. It's in counterfeit pills, prescription medication. So our message is simple. You know, if you're not currently using drugs, it's a bad time to start. And just making sure that people have the knowledge to make better choices. And also, especially the thing we're telling younger people is don't take any pill that you don't know where it came from.
Yes.
Because there's a lot of counterfeit prescription medications out there. So, you know, younger people, especially middle and high school, may get like a Xanax or an Adderall from a friend, not knowing it's really a counterfeit fentanyl pill. And that's a really scary thing facing our younger people.
Yeah, we've all heard too many stories of, I think it's like Forever 15, Forever 17. They've got these kids who did just what you just described. They're not out there. They're not on Skid Row. They're not bad kids. They just got something from someone they didn't know or and couldn't trust. And they're...
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, these aren't bad people.
No.
These aren't people trying to... These are kids that want to do the right thing. It's just, you know, one bad moment of judgment could end your life. And that's really what we're here with at Fentanyl Free Oregon, just telling people just, hey, be vigilant and just make the best possible choices for yourself.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I'm glad you're here.
Yeah, no, I you know, just the reputation out there amongst the general public. So my daughter a few months ago actually broke her arm. And for pain medicine, when we're in the hospital under doctor's supervision, she was actually given fentanyl for the pain. And when my wife talked to friends about it, they're like, they gave her fentanyl? What in the world? I'm going, it's been a prescription drug for a long time under a doctor's supervision. When there's a big difference between what you're going to get in an emergency situation from a hospital or a doctor compared to what you are finding on the streets right now.
No, I'm really glad you brought that up because there's a clear distinction we want to make. You know, fentanyl, when given in the appropriate context, so if you're having like open heart surgery, you know, fentanyl is the thing you need to, you know, manage your pain and keep you safe. But when it's made illicitly and just given to you on the street where there's no doctor, no quality control, you don't know how it's made or just how it's being processed, people can really end up in some very scary situations.
Yeah, yeah. I'm glad you brought that up, too, because you do need to make the distinction.
Yeah. And unfortunately, we're seeing it more and more in today's society, especially if you're following any of these kind of accounts on social media that are kind of tracking the homeless crisis going on in the world. And it is so scary, readily available. And like you said, a tiny amount can be catastrophic. And when you're dealing with you know, some of these scenarios where I'm hearing things about, you know, a little bit being put on doorknobs and things like that, and I'm kind of going, it's becoming a frightening world out there, and it's almost an ever-vigilant mentality people need to take.
Yeah, so just want to read it again. We want to keep our message very simple. If you're not using drugs, don't start. Bad time to do so. And just be careful about what you're putting in your body, especially when it comes to pills you don't know the source of.
Yeah, yeah. Amen, amen. Give us those websites again, Ryan, so people can know where to get more information about you.
Yeah, our websites are fentanylfreeoregon.org, and you can also use preventionoregon.org and take you to the same website.
And again, you got a booth. Kind of give us a proximity. Where's your booth? And
yep, so it's outside kind of where the Save the Polk County Fair booth is. So, yeah. Yep. Please,
as soon as you come in, you'll see it.
Yep, as soon as you go out those double doors, you'll see us. So, okay. Yeah, please stop by. Please vote in our dot survey and just get some information to keep yourself and those you care about safe.
Excellent. Well, thanks for stopping by, Ryan. We appreciate,
appreciate it.
We're glad to give you some time to come on.
Yeah, thank you.
All right. Well, that's great information. I'll link all that up in show notes and everything so that we have it. And yeah, definitely check out the booth. I know exactly where it is. It's right when you come in.
Well, and after you check out that booth, come say hi to us here.
Yeah.
My voice is getting a little scratchy. Maybe a little smoke in the air. Of course, you know, we're in the Home Comfort 1430 KYKN booth here at the Polk County Fair, right there in the food court. We are brought to you by Copycats Auto Team Service Center, Tim English Realty, DC Electric, Rick Rial Farm Supply, Elite Buyers Northwest, and you can enter for that $50 gift card from Elite Buyers while you're here. And of course, halfpriceoregon.com, where you can get all those special deals.
So many good cozies.
Cozies.
Yeah. Yeah.
Cozies.
We had some people looking for cozies yesterday. Mm-hmm. Yesterday. Yeah, and we've got a lot of swag here too. We've got goodies and giveaways, and
we've got cool goodies and giveaways from KYKN, from our wonderful sponsors that support us being here and at the Marion County Fair as well. We have got all sorts of goodies. Come on over, say hello, get to know us. Jake again will be here tomorrow, 11 to 1 p.m. for his Rural Matters show. Our own Jeff Morgan will be out here during the day tomorrow, and I believe a chunk of the day on Saturday. So plenty of opportunities to come out and see who you hear on the radio every day.
Right. And it's been so lovely to meet all of you who have come out and come over and said hello, told us about the corn dogs. Thank you for that. And and it's really actually a very nice day to come to the fair. Yeah. I could taste the smoke yesterday. I don't taste it today.
Yeah, the winds are shifting. We're going to get more of a easterly flow coming off of the ocean, which should, according to what they're saying, and of course, you know, those weather guys, they're right 50 or 20 or 13% of the time. But what they're saying is it's going to be heading out to the east of us, returning all that eastern Oregon smoke over to Idaho.
I'm sure Idaho is giddily awaiting all that smoke coming over. I'm actually going to the coast tomorrow, I think.
Well, Governor Inslee can be ecstatic that all that, you know, climate change is coming his direction, I guess. Because, you know, what better explanation of, I'm going to be the governor of Washington, I'm going to send it down the toilet, and as it spins, I'm going to move out to Idaho.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure not a lot of Idaho is happy to have him there. And then, like, you know, sit down, bro. Sit down. You've had your chance. We don't want to hear from you.
Yep. And, of course, you know, here in Oregon, we are on the precipice, I think, of following in the realm that we're seeing going on in Seattle, in New York. We already get a big slice of it out of Portland. And I just sit here and go, we have a couple of months to Election Day, and we need to pick and choose and say, hey, let's try something different. Even if it can't flip the switch overnight, at least it can be a step in the right
direction. That's why I was encouraged by Representative Anna Sharp. Mm-hmm. She said she's normally a pessimist and she's feeling pretty hopeful. And we talked about at the beginning, at the top of the show, about the disparity in money. And money doesn't always tell the tale. Money sure helps. And especially in local races, as she was talking about, you've got to buy those ads. You got a candidate you like. Give them some money. Oregon, you've got $50 a piece, $100 is a couple. Tax write-off. You can do that. So I would definitely do that if you want to give it to Anna or any other. We've got candidates running in HD 19. We've got Angela Plowhead, who's running for the Senate. There are so many candidates that you want to jump on and help them. The other thing is magnify their social media, magnify their ads. Mm-hmm. Go to their events. They happen all over the place. They're everywhere.
And some of these opportunities are really cost free. If you're talking about sharing social media or volunteering to go out there and door knock, mm-hmm. or make phone calls. There's opportunities to be involved, to support your candidates without necessarily any financial commitment. Because I know, I live in Oregon. Everybody knows when you're feeling the tightening of the purse straps these days.
Yeah, everything is more expensive. And honestly, going around and door knocking, you meet a lot of great people who think like you, who have the same values as you. I've done door knocking for years and years and years and years. It's fun.
Well, and if you're really good, you know, you make sure you volunteer door knock in your own community, and you can get to those neighbors that you don't ever talk to.
Because how many of us don't really know our neighbors, especially if you live rural, like Rep. Scharf was saying? I mean, your neighbor may be 5 miles away.
Yep.
It's a little different door knocking. You don't necessarily go door knocking in a rural neighborhood.
Well, but that's where this comes into play right here. Come on out to the Polk County Fair. Join us. Join your neighbors. Join your friends. You know, hometown communities is what Polk County Fair is really all about. And they're not reaching into that wallet for, you know, every penny you've got every time you turn around, like someplace.
You know, and I'm glad she made the point that you can bring a lunch in a wagon. Because a lot of times for families, especially if you've got a lot of kids like you, a day I just was seeing, like, the zoo. It's like $25 to go to the zoo.
Mm-hmm.
That prices people out, where you just can't afford that. So coming to something like this, you can spend a day and have a great time, and you can bring in your own water. I mean, I don't know if they want us to advertise that, but if you need to, it's a nice thing.
Yeah, well, I should sit here and go look at it this way. I went and saw Spider-Man, the new Spider-Man, over the weekend.
And?
It was a good movie. I think what I saw on social media hyped me up more, but it was still good. It was one of the better superhero films we've had in recent memory.
Okay.
But it did cost me $130 to take my family for tickets only.
For tickets? Oh, not to mention you get into the popcorn and it's like, that's like a second mortgage.
Yeah. So the price adds up real fast on a 3-hour family expenditure right here at the Polk County Fair. It won't even come close to that price to spend the whole day. And you got to 2.5 more days to come do that.
2.5 more days. And again, of course, we need to remind everybody that Jake Rural Matters will be here broadcasting. So if you didn't get a chance to come out and you want to meet Jake's on every Friday.
Yep.
And I'm sure he's going to have some amazing guests lined up.
Yep. And of course, our own Jeff Morgan will be out here. Plus, you know, we got to go and get some food here pretty soon, because I've been getting really hungry smelling all of this stuff for the last couple hours.
Well, remember, we got it on good authority, the corn dogs. That's it for us today, everybody. Come enjoy the fair. Have a great weekend. We'll see you next week.
This has been the Rich Duncan Construction Newsmakers at Noon with Denise and Hunter, presented by Hagen Hamilton Insurance. Live local talk that matters to you. Exclusively on 1430 KYKN, where Salem is listening.